感谢主，我们按照读经进度，今天是列王记上第三章。
And thank God, according to our Bible reading schedule, we'll be at 1 Kings chapter 3.
我们来阅读列王记上第三章。我们今天的主题就是所罗门求智慧。
So the theme for this chapter is 1 Kings chapter 3 is about how King Solomon asked for wisdom.
我们请看列王记上第三章第三节。
Let's read 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3.
列王记上第三章第三节
First King chapter 3 verse 3
所罗门爱耶和华遵行他父亲大卫的律例只是还在丘坛献祭烧香
Verse 3 And Solomon loved the Lord walking in the statutes of the father David except that he sacrificed and burnt incense at high places
第四节所罗门王上基甸去献祭因为在那里有极大的丘坛他在那坛上献一千的牺牲做燔祭。
Verse 4. Now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar.
第五节，在基片夜间梦中，耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说：“你愿我赐你什么？你可以求。”
Verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask."What shall I give you?
第六节，所罗门说：“你的仆人，我的大卫父亲大卫，用诚实、公义、正直的心行在你面前，你就向他大施恩典，又为他存留大恩，赐他一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。”
Six and Solomon said, "You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart."With you, you have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day.
第七，耶和华我的神啊，如今你使仆人接续我父亲大卫作王，但我是幼童，不知道应当怎样出入。
Now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in.
第八。仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数。
Verse 8, and your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people too, too numerous to be numbered or counted.
第九节，所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢
？Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart.To judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge this great people of yours?
第十节，所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。
And the speech pleased the Lord, for that Solomon had asked this thing.
十一，神对他说：“你既然求这事，不为自己求寿、求富，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂。”
Eleven.Then God said to him, Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice.
十二，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。
Behold, I've done according to your words. See, I've given you a wise and understanding heart, so that...There was not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you.
十三，你所没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足、尊荣，使你在世的日子，列王中没有一个能比你的。
13, and I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days.
十四，你若效法你的父亲大卫，遵行我的道。谨守我的律例诫命，我必使你长寿。
Verse 14. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days.
这里是记载所罗门开始当王以后，到了基片向神献祭。
Here records how when Solomon he became a king, he went to the Gibeon to offer sacrifices to the Lord.
那献祭完在夜间在梦中，神就对他说话。
After the sacrifice, in the night, God spoke to him in a dream.
那么就对他说，你现在要向我求什么啊，都可以求了。
And in the dream, God told Solomon that you can ask me for anything.
啊，这是神对所罗门一个非常啊大的恩典，让他无论求什么都可以赏赐给他。
This is a great blessing from the Lord. Now whatever Solomon is going to ask, he is going to fulfill Solomon's wish.
啊，因为啊，这个所罗门他接续大卫来当王。啊，这也是出于神的旨意。
Because we know, Solomon he succeeded King David as the king, and this is also the will of God.
我们知道啊，所罗门也即将接受他父亲的一个愿望，就是以后要来为神建造圣殿的。
And we know that Solomon is to continue the job of King David, which is to build the temple for the Lord.
所以大卫王。为了建造圣殿，预备了非常非常多的材料。
King David, for him to prepare to build his temple, he had prepared lots of materials.
而这些材料都是为了建造圣殿用的。
And all the construction materials was prepared for the purpose of building the temple.
啊，因此大卫就把这个建造圣殿的任务交给所罗门。
And then David he passed on this task of building.The temple to Solomon.
因此现在神也对所罗门有非常大的恩典。
And that's why right now, God had a great grace to King Solomon.
但是所罗门呢，他向神的祈求呢，却有一个很特别的祈求，他只求智慧这一项。
However, what King Solomon asked of the Lord was quite special. He only asked for the wisdom.
那为什么他只单求智慧而不求其他的呢？
How come he only asked for the wisdom but not anything else?
因为他在这里啊第八节啊第六节啊第八节有个啊第七节有个最重要的一句话说，但我是幼童，不知道应当怎样出入。
The reason is recorded in verse 7 says.For I'm a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in.
啊，所以这个时候的所罗门其实已经结了婚啊，他已经不是那一般的那种小朋友。
We know by that time King Solomon he was already married. He was not a little child.
我们说他的年纪应该也有三十几岁了吧？
And I would guess his age would be over 30 years old.
所以这样的年纪怎么算是小朋友呢？幼童呢
？For a 30-year-old, how can we say, he is a child?
但是我们在这里就不是从年纪来看，他说我是幼童的这个角度了。
Actually, when Solomon said he was a child, it's not from the perspective of the age,
而是用他的心理上的谦卑来看待。
But rather, he was being very humble.He was being very spiritual and humble.
因为纵使他已经三四十岁了但是他的心里仍然是非常谦卑的。
Even though he was over 30 years old, in his heart he is full of humility.
因为他要统治的百姓是这么的多不可胜数。
Because he had to govern over such a numerous number of people, and it cannot even be counted.
那么这么多的百姓如果有一些诉讼冤屈的事情来到他这里要请他来做判断，他怎么有这样的智慧来判断呢？
And so since there are so many people, if there are cases to brought in front of him to be judged, how can he have the wisdom to make to discern good from evil?
所以这个时候所罗门他知道自己的智慧不够，真的没有办法来做这样最好的审判的。
And for King Solomon at that time, he knew he didn't have the enough wisdom to make a sound judgment.
因此他非常认识自己，所以他才会这么的谦卑。
Therefore, he truly understand himself. That's why he was able to humble himself.
我们说谦卑也有两种。
We know there are two types of humility.
第一种是真正认识自己的，知道自己的不足，而他就谦卑下来的人。
And the first kind of humility, it's comes from that they're able to understand them, truly understand and know themselves, and therefore they're able to humble themselves.
但是第二种谦卑的人他这个时候不 认识自己的不足，甚至已经自卑了，已经认为自己是不配不堪这个已经不是一般的谦卑，而是变成自卑把自己当作是更低下的一个人的。
The second type of humility is someone who really feel very inferior. So this is like someone losing doesn't even have the self-esteem.
我们说这种自卑已经不是一般的谦卑这样的态度。
So this type of humility is not really true humility, but rather a sense of inferior.
表面看起来都是说自己是不足的。
So maybe on the surface, in both cases, they both acknowledge that we are not good enough.
但是一个谦卑的人，他自认为他认识自己的不足之后，他有一种希望来追求进步，来求智慧的这样的动力。
But for someone that's truly humble, once they recognize that they are not good enough, they will have this desire to be better, to pursue, to ask for wisdom.
因为他很谦卑，所以他跟别人都可以和睦相处看别人比自己强。
Because that person is truly very humble and can live in harmony with others, because they are able to see others better than themselves.
这是一种好的谦卑。
This is a good kind of humility.
但是我们说第二种这种谦卑已经不叫谦卑，叫做恶性的自卑了。
But the second type of humility we just talk about actually, it's not really a true humility, but rather a sense of inferior.
因为他自己很自卑，所以他反而不愿意去已经觉得自己是没有办法求进步的，已经放弃自己了。
So when someone is inferior, they kind of also give up on themselves.
那这样的自卑之后，他跟别人相处也非常紧张。
And if we have this, if someone have this type of mentality, then when they are talking to others, they will feel very nervous.
只要别人一说他哪里不太好，他立刻就有那种自卑感伤心就会刺伤自己，然后就开始为自己辩护。
And if this type of people usually are very sensitive, if anybody say anything about them, they will they feel very hurt, and then they start not feel good.
而且当别人说他哪里不好的时候，他立刻就会转过来攻击别人，来维护他自己的自尊心。
And if anybody to say anything bad about the person, that person will quickly be very defensive and try to attack others back to protect their own very low self-esteem that they have.
所以这种自卑的人跟别人的关系都很紧张，常常会有很多的摩擦，很多的冲突出现。
That's why people with who are inferior, they will often have frictions with other people.
所以我们在这里要看所罗门所求的求智慧，是因为他真的是很谦卑，是积极的也是和谐的这种态度。
For here we see when King Solomon he asked for wisdom, it's out of his true humility and with a very harmony heart.
我们请看箴言十五章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章三十三节。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33.
十五章三十三节。
Chapter 15, verse 33.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的训诲，尊荣以前必有谦卑。
33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility.
所以这里也是说，要如何得到智慧呢？就是要敬畏神。
Here tell us the way for us to receive wisdom is through the fear of the Lord.
可是一个人一定要先谦卑下来，他才会得着智慧。
However, one must first humble themselves before they can receive the wisdom.
所以整个箴言里面一直谈到智慧的重要性，但是也一直讲到谦卑是一个必要的条件。
That's why in the whole book of Proverbs, it often mentioned about the importance of the wisdom. At the same time, it talked about one of the preconditions is to have the humility.
所以呢，一个谦卑的人一定会说我是没有智慧的，我没有聪明。
Therefore, A person with humility will acknowledge that themself as someone without wisdom.
纵使他有以前的知识啊，他有很多的经验，但是他还是说啊，这些知识跟经验还是不够的。那我还是没有充足的智慧。
Even though and a person may have lots of knowledge and experiences, they will still feel they are lacking in knowledge and experience, and still need to pursue, still want to pursue after wisdom.
可是另外一种人呢，却以他的过去的知识跟经验为为夸口，就会说我有这么多的知识，我有这么多的经验，我是什么什么的职位，所以我一定可以来处理什么什么的事情。
However, there's another type of people, and they will often boast about their past experience as well as knowledge, and they feel that they once was in a certain position, therefore they were able to handle certain matters.
可是讲这种话就是很骄傲的人。
However, for someone to proclaim such things, it's usually someone that's very proud.
这样的骄傲就不是谦卑了啊。
So if someone should have this kind of mentality, then that person is without humility.
这样的智慧当然不是真正的智慧。
And of course, this is not considered a wise man.
所以我们有一句非常吊诡啊 ，paradox 啊，就是啊，没有智慧的人反而会追求智慧，有智慧的人反而是没有智慧的。
That's why there's a paradox, saying that,
说自己是没有智慧的人，反而这个人是有智慧。
The person,
说自己有智慧，反而他是没有智慧的人。
There's a paradox saying that someone claim themselves to have wisdom is actually someone without wisdom, but someone says that they with without wisdom actually is someone that with the wisdom.
这就是所罗门求智慧真的是一个非常好的表现，得到神的喜悦。
That's right. Solomon, his action of asking for the wisdom is really pleasing the Lord.
因为他很谦卑。
Because he is a man with true humility.
我们再回头看列王记上第三章。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 3.
那为什么他这个祈求得神的喜悦呢？
So why is Solomon's asking pleasing the Lord?
因为11节神就说你不为自己求长寿，不求财富，也不求灭绝你仇敌的敌人的生命。
Because in verse 11, God explained that you have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies.
只求智慧可以来做审判，所以这是一个非常好的祈求。
But have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, and this is a very good asking.
那为什么求长寿不好吗？
So is it not good to ask for long life?
我们说一个人虽然很长寿，可是他却带着病痛，其实这样长寿是折磨，是痛苦的。
If someone have a long, very long life, but it's full of illness, then actually it's kind of torture and very painful.
我们来看传道书第五章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.
传道书第五章十三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 13.
我见日光之下有一宗大祸患，就是财主积存资财，反害自己。
13. There is a severe evil which I've seen under the sun. Riches kept for their honor to his hurt.
我们跳过来看17节。
Let's jump to verse 17.
并且他终身在黑暗中吃喝，多有烦恼，又有病患怄气。
17. All his days he also eats in darkness, and he has much sorrow and sickness and anger.
我们说这个财主也许他生命活得很长久。
So maybe for this rich man, he had a very long life.
但是他却是在黑暗中吃喝。
Yet he eats in darkness.
而且很多的烦恼。
And have much sorrows.
而且身体还带着病痛。
And his body is full of sickness.
所以他这样的长寿其实是一种痛苦的折磨。
So this type of long health, long life is actually a torture.
所以所罗门他不求长寿。
King Solomon, he didn't ask for long health.
因为他知道只有长寿是不够的。
because he knew to merely have the long life is not good enough.
因为他还要加上健康，才有积极的价值。
Because on top of long life, you have to add on health. Only then it's beneficial.
而且长寿还要是得到神的祝福跟同在，才有活得快乐啊。
Only someone on top of the long life, they need to have the blessing of the Lord as well as the guidance of the Lord for the life to be enjoyable.
所以我们常常讲以诺的故事。
That's why we often talk about the story of Enoch.
以诺在当时候的世代里面，他只活到365岁。
In the time of Enoch, in his generation, he only lived up to 365 years old.
但是当时候的年代，大部分的人都活到800多岁、900多岁啊，都是这么的长寿。
However, in his generation, most of the people at that time, they live up to 800 or even 900 years old.
甚至他的儿子呢，马土撒拉也活到969岁。
And even his son, Methuselah, who lived up to 969 years old.
这是当时圣经记载最长寿的一个人。
That's the person recorded in the Bible that lived the longest.
所以我们看到以诺是当时时代寿命最短的，可他的儿子却是寿命最长的，成为一个鲜明的对比。
So we see such a big contrast between Enoch and his son. Enoch was the one that lived the shortest life on earth, and his son lived the longest life.
但是他这三百年里面却跟神同行。
Yet for Enoch, for 300 years, he walked with God.
因此最后他没有经过死亡，被神接到天上去。
In the end,Enoch, he didn't have to go through death. He was received up by God.
所以这是一个最有福气的一个人啊。
Therefore, he is one of the most blessed person.
所以一个人的生命并不是用他的寿命长短来做计算。
Therefore, a value of a man's life is not calculated based on the length of his life on earth.
而是用他能不能与神同行，得到属灵的喜乐跟满足。
Rather, if a person when a person is have the abundance of the Lord and have the spiritual satisfaction.
所以所罗门他不求长寿，因为他知道光长寿是不够的。
That's why King Solomon he didn't ask for long life because he knew by having only the long life is not good enough.
第二个，他也不求财富。
Second, nor did he ask for riches.
同样的呢，很多的财富，可是如果却在家庭里面常常有很多的争吵，甚至为了抢夺财富造成的更多的问题，这样是不快乐的。
Someone may have lots of riches, but if their family is not at peace and often at conflict and fight over those wealth, then there's no joy.
我们来看箴言十五章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章十六节
，Proverbs chapter 15 verse 16。
十五章十六节
，Chapter 15 verse 16。
少有财宝，敬畏耶和华，强如多有财宝，烦乱不安。
16. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble.
十七节
，17.
吃素菜，彼此相爱，强如吃肥牛，彼此相恨。
17. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred.
所以这两节经节都有同样的意思。
So these two verses means the same thing.
意思说你的家里非常多的财宝可以每天吃肥牛吃大餐。
It's to say that someone may have lots of wealth and have big meals every day.
但是你却能常常彼此来互相的痛恨，甚至心中是烦乱不安的。
However, if they are full of hatred in the family and lots of trouble in the family,
这样的财富对你有什么用处呢
？If that's the case, then riches is not beneficial to them.
所以呢，所罗门才知道说，光只求财富也是不够的。
Therefore, King Solomon he also knew.To have only the riches is also not enough.
因为 没有财富的时候，我们反而还可以彼此相爱，彼此帮助。
Because without riches, we can sometimes we can help each other. We can still love one another.
就像这里说的吃素菜，能够彼此相爱。
Just like here, it says better is a dinner of herbs where love is.
因为吃素菜，大家都没有钱财没有所谓的嫉妒、纷争、抢夺财富的这种矛盾跟冲突。
Because when it's just a dinner of herbs.And people don't have to fight over anything. There's no jealousy involved. There's no hatred.
那么他们就可以彼此相爱了。
And because of that, they're able to love one another.
可是当财富来了
，However, when the riches come,
大家就会争夺更多的财富。
Now everybody try to fight over the riches.
甚至会嫉妒哦，你的财富比我更多。
And they may even have jealousy. Feel that the other person.Have more riches than themselves.
那我就要想什么方法把你绊倒，把你的钱给骗过来。
And then the scheme will come up and try to take over the other person's riches.
甚至呢让你的财富消失不见。
Or the person may want to cause the other person to not have as much riches.
这样子我就只有我的财富，你没有我就很高兴了。
And then in this way, I will still have the riches, but you don't have. You are not as rich. Then, I will feel happy.
但是其实这样的高兴也不是真正的高兴，这只是一个最终之乐。
And this actually is not the true happiness because this actually is joy of sin.
因此，我们说只有财富也是不够的。
Therefore, riches is or cannot satisfy us.
我们一定要在追求真正的和谐跟平安。
We have to rather pursue after harmony and peace.
尤其主耶稣有讲到一个财主他收成很多，哇，这个仓库可以盖更大的仓库。
Lord Jesus once talked about a rich man. He had lots of harvest, and he wanted to build more warehouse to store them.
甚至对他的灵魂说：“哎呀，灵魂啊，你安心的吧，因为不用再担心未来没得吃没得穿了。”
And the rich man even talked to his soul, saying that, "So you can go and rest in peace, because you never have to worry about what to eat or drink anymore."
但是他却忘记了生命其实是掌握在神手中的。
But that rich man forgot how the life actually is in the hand of God.
神却对他说：“无知的人啊，今天晚上我就要把你的灵魂给取走了，那你的财富要留给谁呢？
And God said to the man, saying, "You fool, if I to take away your life, who will your belongings belong to?"
所以这些财富跟他已经没有关系了。
So the riches cannot bring the rich man anything.
因为他在神面前是一个贫穷的人。
That man is considered a poor man in front of God.
而且这些财富也不可能再换回来他的生命的一秒钟、一分钟啊。
And not any cent of his riches can add to a minute to his life.
所以我虽然很多财富，但是能不能让我多留一分钟？神说不可以，你的生命到此结束就结束，你多少钱也没有办法再买回你的生命。
You may try to ask God to trade the money for more times on this earth, but God will say, "No, it's not possible. No matter how much money you have, we cannot trade money with life."
所以主耶稣才会说，人若赚得全世界，却赔上自己生命，有什么益处呢？
That's why, Lord Jesus once said that, what good it is if you earn the whole world but you lost your life.
所以财富也真的不够。只求财富是不够的。
And that's why, to have the riches is not enough.
再回头来看列王记上第三章。
Let's turn back to First King chapter 3.
最后呢神也说你也不求灭绝你仇敌的生命。
And in the end, God also said to King Solomon, "Oh, you also didn't ask for the life of your enemies."
照理说一个国家如果跟仇敌打仗能够得到胜利，这个是一个国家的荣耀可以保障国家的平安。
For a country, if they are in battle with another one,
and if they can have victory over the other country, then their own country will receive honor, and then make sure the country will be in peace.
但是所罗门也知道，光只求啊战争的胜利也是不够的。
But King Solomon he knew that just to ask to have victory in the battlefield, this is not enough.
因为纵使你可以打败敌人
，because maybe you have a victory over your enemies，
但是你的家中啊，你的自己的国家里面却有百姓啊自己反抗、自己叛乱，那这样是没有办法啊得到平安的。
But there may be still riots in your own country, and if that's the case, then there wouldn't be any peace in your own country.
比如说大卫王，他去对外战争啊，都得到胜利。
For example, King David, when he fight against other nations, he always had victory.
照理说，哇，大卫王的时代，国家都得到胜利，应该国家是最平安的时刻啊。
So, because if we think in this way, then kings, from the common sense, we'll say that in King David's time, he will have most peace because he always have victories when he fight other countries.
但是最后，为什么他反而没有平安呢？
But in reality, how come King David he didn't have peace?
他反而要从他的王宫逃离出去啊，要不然他可能会被杀了。
To a point, King David had to escape his own palace because he was almost killed.
为什么呢
？What was the reason?
因为他的儿子亚撒龙起来叛乱。
Because his son Absalom rebelled.
他的儿子起来篡位，把爸爸大卫王的王位要被篡夺下来。
His son rose up and tried to take over his dad's kingship.
所以他就买通了很多很多的百姓，很多很多的将军部队来为他来争夺这个王位。
Therefore, his son tried to won over the hearts of the people as well as many generals so that he can take over.His father's kingship.
这个时候，大卫只好逃亡，要不然他可能会被杀死了。
So、at that time, King David had no choice but to escape, or he'll be killed.
所以，虽然他在外面的战争都得胜，可是他真正的危险反而是从家中开始。
So even though David he always had a victory when he facing the external families, but the true problem actually stems from inside his own family.
所以，只求跟仇敌战争的胜利也是不够的。
Therefore, to merely asking for to have victory over the enemies is not enough.
我们要求的还是要真正家庭的和谐跟平安。
What we truly need to ask for is the peace and harmony in a family.
甚至是要求的是自己能不能战胜自己的情欲。
We even also need to ask for us to overcome our own self.Desire.
我们虽然可以跟仇敌打仗，可以得到胜利，可是跟自己的情欲打仗却失败了。
Sometimes we may win over our enemies, but we cannot win over our own desires.
我们看箴言十六章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 16,
32节
，verse 32.
箴言十六章三十二节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32.
不轻易发怒的胜过勇士，制服己心的强如取城。
32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city.
所以能够取城，就是得到战争的胜利。
To be able to take a city means to be able to have victory in the battlefield.
但是这个还是不如你能够制服己心。这才是真正的勇士啊。
However, this is not better than someone who rules, able to rule his spirit, because that is the true warrior.
所以一个制服己心的人就是能够战胜的情欲的人。
Someone who can rule his spirit is someone that can overcome his own desire.
这样的勇士比你去跟外面打仗得胜利是更宝贵。更尊贵了。
Actually, this is more precious and it's harder to do than someone, let's say, to fight in the battlefield.
所以，当人心中如果有一些愤怒控制不住的，其实这个人就是失败的人。
If someone cannot control his own anger, then we can say he or she is a failure.
他心中有嫉妒，他也控制不了那个嫉妒，他仍然也是一个失败的人。
Someone cannot control over his or her own jealousy, then he is considered as a failure.
心中啊，已经有那种啊啊那种啊那种啊对妇女的那种啊欲望也控制不住的，这个人也是失败的人。
If we cannot control, if a man cannot control their lust towards a woman, then it's also considered as a failure.
所以我们真正的胜利并不是去跟仇敌打仗得到胜利。
Therefore, a true victory is not about to be able to overcome our enemies.
而是战胜自己的内心的那种情欲，那些不好的事情。
But rather, it's about overcoming ourselves, our own desires, bad desires.
所以保啊，所罗门才知道，我也只求啊，战胜仇敌的啊，这种胜利也是不够的。
That's why Solomon he knew it's not enough to just ask for the life of the enemy.
所以他向神只求智慧。
That's why when he asked God, he only asked for wisdom.
结果这个祈求得到神很大的喜悦啊。
And this asking really pleased the Lord.
所以神啊，也真的给他很大的智慧，超过当时候的众人，空前绝后的。
Therefore, the God truly gave him the wisdom what he asked for, so that nobody like him before him, nor is anybody later on like him.
所以神给他的智慧超过众人。
Therefore, God gave him.The wisdom surpassed everybody.
而且神说，你所没有求的，我也还要再赐给你。
And even the things that Solomon didn't ask for, he also give it to him.
我也除了赐给你智慧以外，我也要把长寿啊、财富，还有战争胜利也一起赐给你呀、
啊。Besides the wisdom, I will also give you riches, honor as well as victories.
所以其实神喜悦所罗门的祈求智慧，然后把他没有求的也给他，真的是一个非常大的恩典。
Therefore, God not only gave what Solomon asked for the wisdom, but also give to him what he didn't ask for. So it's truly such a great blessing from the Lord.
其实主要神的这样的一个赏赐，更多的赏赐，其实有个很宝贵的教训在里面。
So this blessing actually contains a great teaching, great lesson behind it.
有一个寓言故事哈，说到啊，有一个啊，三个老人家啊，来到一个啊贫穷的啊人的家门口。
There was this story talking about how three elderly came in front of a poor man's house.
那么一个人叫做智慧。
And the first person, his name is wisdom.
一个人叫做财富。
The second man's name is riches.
一个人叫做长寿。
The last person's name is long life.
然后他们在敲着门。
And they knocking on the door.
那一个小孩就开门了。哎，请问啊，老人家你们有什么事吗
？And the child opened the door and asked the elderly, anything I can do for you?
他说这三个人说，我们三个人给你选择，你要选什么啊？我们就啊进来啊来赏赐给你这个样的东西。
And the three elderly replied saying, you can pick one out of, pick one among us, and I will stay with you, and I will be given to you this item.
这孩子不知道怎么选了、啊、哦，一个叫智慧，又是财富，又是长寿，三个都很好，可是要求什么？要请谁进来
？So the child looked at these three elderly, one is riches, the other one is, long health and then also
智慧
wisdom. So the child was in all are good. He doesn't know how which one to pick.
他就赶快进去问他的爸爸妈妈。
So he quickly went back and go ask his parents.
结果他爸妈说：“哎，我们知道财富也不够，只有财富也不够。
”And the parents telling his son that to have just the riches is not enough.
因为财富有一天还会花光。
Because one day you can use up your riches.
长寿也不够。
And long life is also not good enough.
因为财富没有啊，长寿没有健康也是痛苦。
Because long life without health, it's just suffering.
最后他说：“好吧， 我们现在只求智慧进来就好了。另外两个，啊，放弃吧。
So try the advice the son that maybe just ask for the wisdom to come in and just give up the other two.
所以呢，这个孩子就出门了，就到告诉智慧说：“哎，智慧老人啊，我们欢迎你进来吧。啊，其他两位，对不起啊，啊，我们没有办法啊，选择你们呐，请你们离开吧。”
So when the child went back and told the elderly with the name of wisdom, telling him to come in, but he kindly asked the other two to leave.
所以呢，选了智慧进来以后，他们想说，哎呀，只有智慧，那其他两个没有了啊，也不得已吗？那就走了吧。那至少智慧跟我们在一起。
So because they can only pick one, so the child, the boy invited the wisdom to come into the house, and the other two, they have to let go.
可是呢，当智慧走进来以后。
However, when the wisdom comes into the house,
结果财富也跟着走进来
，and the riches also follow after the wisdom.
那个长寿也跟着走进来
，and the long life follow after.
那这个孩子就很纳闷了，哎，刚刚你们不是说你们只能有一位进来吗？啊，怎么现在是三个都进来呢？
And the boy was a bit confused because didn't you say only one of you guys will be staying? But how come right now all three of you are staying?
他们说，因为以你的选择，你只能选一项，没有错。
So they told the boy that yes, from your perspective, you can only pick one.
但是我们另外两个是跟随智慧走的。
But the other two, we just follow behind the wisdom.
是我们自己要进来的，这个就不影响你的啊选择。
Because we are willingly, we make the choice to come into your house. This is not your choice.
因为有智慧就能够带来财富，有智慧也能够带来长寿。
Because wisdom will bring you the riches. Wisdom will bring you the long life.
所以跟着智慧。就可以得到其他的啊那些啊东西了。
Therefore, if someone can receive wisdom, they can also receive everything else.
所以神啊，在这里也是告诉所罗门，也是告诉我们一个宝贵的道理。
So here, God at that time was telling Solomon, but also at the same time was telling us this very wonderful teaching.
我们今天宁可先求智慧。
So today we rather to seek after the wisdom.
然后其他的东西就会跟着智慧走进来。
And
也让我们得到了。
And then rest of the things will follow suit, and will also come into our life.
所以，我们今天要求一个真正天上的智慧，而不要那种地面上的智慧，那是假的。
Therefore, today we have to ask for the heavenly wisdom, not the earthly wisdom.
我们来看雅各书。
Let's refer to Book of James.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
雅各书第三章
James chapter 3
13节
verse 13，
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
Verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom.
14, 你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话，抵挡真道。
14. But if you have bitter envy or and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth.
15. 这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。
This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic.
16. 在何处有嫉妒、纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there.
17. 唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, withoutpartiality and without hypocrisy.
18. 并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
所以何处有嫉妒，何处有纷争，那个智慧不是天上的智慧，是地面上的智慧，是魔鬼的智慧。
But where envy and self-seeking exist, this is actually this is coming from the devil. It belongs to the earthly wisdom.
所以我们要求是天上来真正的智慧是和平的啊，是温柔的啊，是没有偏见的，没有假冒为善的。
Therefore, we have to seek the wisdom that's from the above. That is the peace. That is the kindness, and it's without hypocrisy.
也没啊，所以我们今天要求从神来的真正的智慧。
Therefore, today we have to seek after the true wisdom that comes from God.
我们就会啊，在生活上得到更美好的造就。啊，能够得到更好的成果。
And only in this way we can bear more fruits in our life.
那么神也会大大的祝福给我们。
And God then will greatly bless us.
很多的祝福跟着智慧而来。
Many blessings will follow behind the wisdom.
我们来唱诗。
Now we are going to sing a hymn.
379首。
379.